This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Segi today, live all across the USA and around the world. And joining us as our first guest this second hour is a country music legend, singer, songwriter, entertainer, Bobby Bear. He has so many songs starting off in the late 50s and early 60s, and he's still going strong today. Later on, Cesar Millan will be here. In case you don't know, he's the dog whisperer. Got some great ideas on how to control your dog. Then coach and NASCAR owner, this guy's terrific, Joe Gibbs will be on the program. And we'll end out the hour with Valerie Greenberg talking about some of the things that the stars are doing this summer. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi today. We're going to pause. We'll be right back with my first guest this second hour, Bobby Bear.
An amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and my beautiful wife, Chelsea Jubilee.
Listen up, everyone. We are doing a buy one, get one free special for the rest of the month. You guys have heard about us, EnergizedHealth.com. And women, this is a perfect opportunity to give your significant other a nice little push to get them off the couch and get them healthy with you.
Oh, my word, baby. Come on. Any man is going to say yes. Ladies, come on. You know you love your husband, and he just needs a little extra nudge to reverse that high blood pressure, reverse diabetes, get rid of that tire around the belly. If you as a woman, you really love your husband, give him a nudge. Say, honey, we're never going to get a value like this. Let's reach out and do this together. It's as simple as logging on to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, and tell him that you are a war. Buy one, get one free.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-882-2093. 800-882-2093. 800-882-2093. That's 800-882-2093.
Back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today, and that is the voice of our next guest. And I was just telling him before we went on the air, I am a fan of what he's done and what he's continuing to do, going all the way back to the early 60s. And he's got a CD that's out now, first one in 5 years. Things change. Joining us right now is legendary Bobby Bear. Hi, Bobby. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Ron. And Detroit City sounded quite familiar.
Didn't it, though? And it sounds just as good as it did back when in 1962 when it won a Grammy for the Best Country Western Recording of the Year. That song in 500 Miles, they are just the grit of the earth. You know that, Bobby? I congratulate you for really getting into a song like 16 Tons that really makes you feel like you're part of Americana.
Well, yeah, and these are all songs that I love. I still love to sing them. As a matter of fact, in my new album, I did Detroit City again.
Yeah,
and in the album.
Yeah.
As a duet with Chris Stapleton.
You know the problem when you have as many hits as you do? It's tough to introduce new material, but I couldn't let this segment go by without playing Detroit City. But you're right. Yeah, you have that in there featuring Chris Stapleton.
Well, yeah, because I told Chris, I said, hey, you're not just singing harmony on Detroit City with Bobby Bear. I said, we're doing a duet.
Yeah.
We're the Everly Brothers. You're Don, I'm Phil.
That's great. The words to that song are haunting. You know, it's about somebody who, of course, writes back to the house and the family away from home, and by days I make the cars and by night I make the bars. What a terrific line that is.
Well, yeah, because part of the country I'm in from, down in southern Ohio, northern Kentucky, everybody went to Detroit and got a job. And then they would come back driving a new car or something, showing off. But this song came about the same time that all the people that had migrated to Detroit became disenchanted with city life and they wanted homesick. That's why those homesick songs of mine, 500 miles away from home and I want to go home, Detroit City, were so big during the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
Because everybody was homesick, and homesickness is probably one of the strongest emotions.
Why did you wait so long to go back into the studio, Bobby? 5 years?
Well, you know, when you start getting older, 5 years is like 5 weeks. Time goes by quickly.
You said that.
And it's like... I liken it to a roll of toilet paper. The closer you get to the end, the faster it goes.
Great. Oh, I got to use that. That's fantastic.
But that five years seems like no time at all.
Yeah, of course. Inducted in the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2013. Kind of responsible, actually, for the outlaw type of approach to music. Sometimes referred to as the Bruce Springsteen of country. You did something that I admire, a lot of things that you do, Bobby, but you did something that really was unheard of at the time that you started. You started taking control of your own production on your albums from the record label, which a lot of times artists don't do because it creates a problem.
I was the first one to do it, but really it was easy. It was at a time when Chet stopped producing.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Chet, you got so many producers here, it's real confusing. And he said, well, why don't you produce your own albums? I said, I'd love to do that. And I did. First album I produced was a collaboration with Shel Silverstein on Lullabies, Legends, and Lies. Daddy, What If? With my son when he was a little boy. And it had Marie Laveau, the winner. And it was loaded with some good stuff. Everybody was happy, and it was working with me. Waylon and I were good friends. You know, I got him his record deal with RCA, and we remained friends throughout the years. He found out what I was doing, of course, because he was in my office all the time. And he went to him and said, I'm going to do my own records. So they let him, and his first record was Honky Tonk Heroes. So it worked out good.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the title song and the title of the CD, Things Change, actually was inspired by an old buddy of yours, the great and the late Hoyt Axton.
Hoyt Axton, a good old friend, and his mom, you know, was a songwriter.
Oh, yeah.
She wrote Heartbreak Hotel.
Right, right.
And Hoyt came and stayed with her. And in the mornings, I'd go over and I'd cook breakfast for Hoyt. And he was so talented, but he was just on his last legs. And he always said, the one thing I've learned in life is that a cowboy hat's going to blow off and I win. Women rule the world. And things change.
Yep.
So, and passed on. I got to thinking about Hoyt. So I wrote that song. It's a good song.
Are you going back on the road to promote this? Because that's usually what record companies want you to do once you come out with a new product.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've never been off the road.
Oh, wow.
The fact is, I just got back from Texas. The only catch is I got to take time off to go fishing.
I know.
I've been an ardent fisherman since I was 7 years old.
I know that.
I go to Florida every January, fish the whole month of January every day. I've been doing it for years. Jerry Reed and I have fished together for 45 years. I personally inducted my fishing buddy Jerry Reed into the Country Music Hall of Fame about 2 weeks ago. The last thing Porter Wagoner did was he came to Florida and fished the whole month of January with me, and then he came back home and got sick and died on us. But when Jerry Reed was filming the Waterboy movie there in Orlando.
Right.
Him and Henry Winkler.
Henry Winkler, yeah.
With Adam Sandler.
Right.
I was fishing Lake Estepoga, and Jerry Reed and the guys from the movie, especially Henry Winkler, he's a fisherman also, they would come down to Estepoga on their days off and fish with me down there in Estepoga, which is down by Sebring.
And I remember very distinctly Henry Winkler and Adam and Lou. And that was, I remember that time like it was yesterday. Do you ever get down here to Central Florida to do something other than fish, like sing?
Oh, yeah. Well, I do it while I'm down there.
Oh. Matter of
fact, this year I'm doing the Orange Blossom Opry up there by the villages.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And last year I did the State Fair in Tampa. And this year I'm doing the country music cruise. I did that a year or so ago. I did the cruise, me in Alabama, and everybody did the country music cruise. I think it's the first part of February.
Yeah, yeah. It is.
We get on in Fort Lauderdale, and we go. I'm on it about three or five. I don't like those cruise ships anyway.
I don't either.
I'm the world's worst tourist.
Yeah. I feel like I'm missing something on shore. So, you know, you're like the Energizer Bunny, Bobby. You keep on going and going and going. Don't stop, man. We love what you're doing.
Oh, man. When you get old, you don't have the juice that you used to have, but I always managed to get up enough juice to do a show and travel around.
Keep that juice a-coming, my
friend.
See
all your good friends, everybody. It's great. Keeps you going.
I think you're absolutely right. If you're not doing music and you're not doing what you like, I mean, you're doing both. You're doing music, you're doing fishing, and, man, you know, you're living the Bobby Bear dream. You really are. Well, congratulations on the CD. It's called Things Change. It is available on BobbyBear.com, and if you get a chance to see Bobby, do so, because he is a terrific actor and a terrific singer and songwriter, a real legend. Bobby, this is the first time, 30 years that we've been doing this show, that you've been on. You got to do me a favor. Please don't make that kind of time pass again till we have you on again, my friend.
Don't worry about that. It's not going to. 30 years from now, I'll be long gone.
Well, yeah. Well, me too. So
it won't be that. It won't be that long. Call me next year.
I'll call you next year. I'll join you for some fishing there in January. How's that?
Come on down. We're there every day.
Well,
no pressure.
I'm already there in Orlando, so I just get in the car and go. So let's make that a plan.
Yeah, I cook breakfast for you. I'm all set up. We're all set up. I got a lot of friends come down and fish with me.
Oh, man.
So, Come on. It's great.
I would do it. Bobby, thank you so much. Again, Things Change is the new CD available on BobbyBear.com. Bobby, thanks for joining us. Look forward to fishing, having my breakfast cooked by you, and having you back on the air. How's that for a recapitulation of what we planned?
You got it. It all sounds great.
Okay, good. Thanks, Bobby. Legendary singer, Hall of Famer, Bobby Bear. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
On 500 miles away from home.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Welcome back. It's Ron Sedgie today, live all across the USA and around the world. I love when our next guest is here. He's a fascinating individual. He is a three-time Emmy-nominated star of many hit television shows, and he's got a new show. It's called Cesar Millan, Better Human, Better Dog. Joining us right now is Cesar Millan. Hi, Cesar. How are you? Nice to have you back on the show, my friend.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you. Appreciate it for having me again. Thank you.
As I mentioned in the introduction, a fascinating gentleman. This all-new 10-part series brings pet owners that have some challenges, and you, for some reason, finds a way to do it with your theory on how to take care of a dog. But I would assume during this pandemic there was a lot of adoptions. People wanted dogs. They wanted company. They wanted somebody to keep them sane during these crazy times. And then all of a sudden, you know, everybody goes back to work. They find themselves dealing with pets that they've left behind now at home. They've got some behavioral problems. And I'm assuming that you're going to address some of those issues on Better Human, Better Dog. I love that title.
Thank you so much. I'm all about training humans, helping them understand, you know, how not to do sending the dog back to the shelter. You know, because since you already took the time to rescue him, you know, let me show you how to keep him at home the rest of his life. And the thing is, you know, most people have a big heart, but they don't have the knowledge at the same level. So my goal is always going to be, you know, knowledgeable dog lover. So that's what makes you a better human, that your knowledge is just as good as your heart. You know, so automatically when you are a better human, the dog becomes better because the dog is a reflection of your knowledge and your heart.
I know that this pandemic, as I alluded to, had a lot of impulse buyers. And I think that happens a lot of times with families where, you know, you buy a dog for the whole family, but it ends up with small children and they just don't know how to take care of it. So myself, my wife, we do that. Is that something to watch for when you're going to adopt a dog, the fact that once you adopt it, you have a responsibility just like a child?
That's why, you know, we have to make sure that we talk to our children, you know, to understand what's the agreement, what's the commitment, what's the responsibility. Parents know when kids are disciplined. Parents know when kids, you know, pitch in the family. You know, it's not about just getting a dog because the kid cries or the kid always dreams about having a dog. It's to really study their behavior as well. You know, is my kid disciplined? Is my kid responsible? Is my kid understand, you know, the commitment that it takes? Because, you know, those kids are going to grow and they're going to go to college. Many of them, they're going to go, you know, out. And so what's going to happen to that dog? So it's important that everybody, you know, pays attention to that because the dog feels it. You know, the dog knows when humans welcome them at home and then when humans forget about him being at home. You know, everything was good the first 2 weeks, and all of a sudden the third week, it's only one person in the house that takes him for a walk. It's only one person that feeds him, you know. So what happened to the rest of the pack? So it's super important, you know, to understand what the responsibilities are so we come across as a very committed human.
Cesar, that's the reason why I love the name of this new show. It's called Better Human, Better Dog, because just like in any parent situation, you have to have good direction in order to raise
a good offspring. You have the Dog Psychology Center, your California ranch, which is huge. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, the land means a lot. Your home, it influences a lot in how you feel. You know, when you come home, you want to feel safe, you want to feel peace. This ranch that I created is for that purpose, you know, for people as soon as they walk in to feel the sense of peace, sense of love, you know, and then definitely the community that I have trained over the years. Same time I raised my two kids. So now in the show, you're going to see how my pack helps your pack, how my land helps you, you know, and how the philosophy now makes more sense. You know, when I used to say exercise, discipline, and affection, body, mind, heart, trust, respect, love. So now you're going to see how everything works together. How do I work with land, with the community that I have created? And when I say community, it's not just humans. And everybody help you understand connection, communication, and relationship is really what's all about, you know, to live a natural, simple, profound life. So you can go on and actually deal with the instability of the world.
I want to tease the audience here a little bit with some of the episodes coming up, if you don't mind. There was a dog that was so aggressive that he blocked paramedics from getting into a home during an emergency. You transformed him so well, he is now a medical companion animal. And then there was another episode that we're going to be watching that really is different because the dog has a issue and now his second owner are newlyweds and they can find their dreams of starting a family. How does a Yorkie become something that helps in childbirth?
You know, the dog is controlling their home, right? So Ducky, you know, the Yorkshire Terrier, is pretty much controlling the relationship. They can't even kiss. They can't even hug, you know. And so if they don't know how to stop or create the behavior they're looking for, unconsciously they transfer that same behavior into a child. Remember, Super Nanny and Dog Whisperer, what we address is a dog or a child taking over the household. You know, the other episode you talked about, you know, the guy who had a dog that, and paramedics can come and help because he became protective. You know, he was doing a natural behavior. You know, it's actually not natural for a dog to become a therapy dog, right? So that's something that you turn into it so the dog feels that he's helping. He just doesn't know how to help in a therapeutic way, you know? And you were talking about a pit bull named Goliath. And with a guy, they went through so many hard situations. His mom passed away. He developed a tumor in his eye. So, you know, all this, you know, catastrophes that are happening to him is making him weaker and weaker and weaker. And the dog is feeling this, you know. And so to the point that he develops seizures and the dog doesn't allow paramedics to come and help, which it could be detrimental to his health. You know, so always my goal was just to turn that loyalty and that love and that care that dog had to his owner and turn it into like something productive. And just didn't know how. That's when I come in.
Caesar, I think I asked you this once before. Can you do this to cats?
You know, the thing is with cats is they only give you 10 minutes, so you cannot keep too much with them. You know what I mean? They give you 10 minutes of their time, and then 23 hours and 15 minutes, they don't want to know about you.
They give you 10 minutes, and they charge you for it.
Charge you for the whole day.
That's pretty funny. Now, the show is premiering this Friday, two back-to-back episodes on Nat Geo. And then it's also going to be on Disney Plus, too. Is that correct?
That's correct. Every Wednesday. So right after that, every Wednesday we can watch it on Disney Plus. I'm super excited because, you know, the more eyes on this show, the more the world evolves, the more the world becomes knowledgeable. And that's really my goal in life, you know, to change the world by making better humans.
Well, my friend, you are a fine example. You really are. The name of the new TV series, which I mentioned before, going to be premiering on Nat Geo this Friday, two back-to-back episodes, is called Caesar Milan, Better Human, Better Dog. Caesar, it is always nice when you are here. Please don't be a stranger. And thank you for what you're doing to our little fuzzy friends.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I will.
Our guest has been Caesar Milan, better known as the Dog Whisperer. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Who let the dogs out?
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
COVID vaccinations in the United States have picked up in the wake of the rise of new cases fueled by the spread of the Delta variant. The White House says more than 3 million people received their first dose of vaccine in the last 7 days. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain tweeting Saturday that more adults have received their first dose than at any time in the last 2 months, and that large increases are being seen in states with larger numbers of Delta cases. Nearly 70% of American adults have now received at least one dose. And the Senate held a rare Saturday session as a group of bipartisan negotiators worked to finish their $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. Virginia Democrat Senator Mark Warner saying the group is still hammering out the language of the bill with the hope of getting the full text out on Saturday. If the group is able to do that, debate on the bill and possible amendments to it could begin as soon as Sunday afternoon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On the world, it's Ron Segi today, and our next guest, I was just telling before we went on the air, I'm very happy that he's here. I'm a huge NASCAR fan. If you've listened to me for any length of time, you know that I am. I go back to the days of Fireball Roberts, Young Richard, Lee Petty, Joe Weatherly, and this gentleman has not only had one career, but two successful careers. Joining us right now is Coach Joe Gibbs. Hi, Joe. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Ron. How you doing? What a great time of the year for sports fans. We got baseball. But we've got NASCAR getting ready to go into our playoffs in 5 weeks.
Yeah.
We're kicking off the NFL season. I tell everybody, if you don't like either football or racing, They're probably on life support someplace. So, it's a great time of the year.
I don't want to insult people who like golfing, okay? But I always said that if you find me watching a golf match on television, immediately call the emergency ambulance, okay, because I passed away. Joe, I meant what I said here in the beginning of the show. You have been a successful coach, the 20th and 26th head coach of the Washington Redskins. I mean, you coached them for 12 seasons, three Super Bowl titles, led them to eight playoff appearances. Then you switched to another career, and a lot of people are just happy with one career. You got too successful as a owner of the NASCAR circuit. They're locked in now with your drivers, Kyle, and the 2018 playoffs. What do you like better? I mean, did you always like, secretly, when you were coaching the Redskins, did you always like car racing or cars?
Well, my story is, I moved to Southern California when I was 16, and everybody out there in the 50s and 60s had hot rods and drag racing.
Right.
I fell in love with cars, but I was playing football. I wound up going into coaching, obviously, and spent those years coaching, loved it. I was a technical person when it came to football. You know, I helped design, coach, call plays. When I moved over to racing, I took a different role for sure. I became the owner. I'm not the technical person, can't set a car up. It's picking people, and here's what I found, Ron. They're exactly the same, the two sports. If you pick the right people, put them on your team, ask them to sacrifice their individual goals for the goals of the team. It's teamwork. I got to tell you, both of them wind up being exactly the same. And there's so many things about racing, it's just like football.
Yeah.
And so I've been fortunate to be in those two.
Yeah.
But my deal is, pick the right people and get out of the way.
Well, you've done this, that in both sports, too, I might add. The only difference, I think, Joe, is that in football, you make a ton of money. In NASCAR, you spend a ton of money.
Well, I think that's maybe a good point. Okay, you make a good point there. What is the story? If you want to be a millionaire, start with $10 million.
Right.
If you're going to go into racing. I got to tell you, Ron, you make a good point. My biggest thrill the first of every month is trying to pay the bills.
Right.
So now I'm responsible.
Boy, and you got some bills to pay, too. There's a story here you want to tell everybody regarding three deserving individuals could win a garage full of tools from Craftsman, and one of those three, once-in-a-lifetime experience with the team at Joe Gibbs Racing, including a trip to the shop and to the NASCAR playoff races in Kansas. First of all, I want to say that regardless of our relationship and you being on the show, I want to win this, Joe, okay?
Everybody's got a Craftsman story. Tell yours. We'll get you here, Ron. We're going to take a tour of the race shop. We're going to take you for the weekend of racing in Kansas.
Gosh.
I mean, what a super deal. Make sure you get involved. I'd love for you to win it.
Well, let's see what our listeners are going to do after they hear what it takes to get involved. Okay, can you tell us, Joe?
Yeah, basically, here's what you need to do. Just tell your Craftsman story. Go to www.craftsmanstory.com. Tell your story before September 7th. We're going to pick some winners. You're going to get a garage full of Craftsman tools. You're going to get a chance to come here and our tour, like I mentioned. Go to the racetrack. I think it's going to be some memories. You can't buy memories.
No.
This could be a great opportunity for somebody to win something really special.
Joe, I'm not much of a mechanic, and I've had classic cars in my collection and a couple of boats that had automobile engines in them, you know, the cruisers. And I say this sincerely, not just because you're on the air with me, but I did buy, and I have, Craftsman tools. But I was always ribbed about the fact they never got dirty. You know, I just didn't want to get my hands dirty. Consequently, the tools never got dirty. But everybody always complimented me because they said, you, for having no mechanical ability, really have the Rolls Royce of tools.
Well, I think that's true, and I can remember, you know, growing up and the stories and everything I was involved with, that was one thing that I had a lot of pride in. You know, if you can go right here in our race shop,
yes.
You know, we got 50 mechanics downstairs. Their pride and joy is what? Their tools.
Right.
You better not touch anything down there. And so we have that in our background. Craftsman has been a big part of history, and you can get involved with a Craftsman story. I know that part of my history, and I'll always remember it.
It's like a Stradivarius is to a violinist. The Craftsman tool is to a mechanic. Now, what kind of story are you looking for, Joe? You're looking for three people to tell their story.
Anything, for instance, mine was around hot rods and drag racing.
Mm-hmm.
But anybody out there that's got a story, and we're going to pick out three of the people and tell the best stories about Craftsman tools. And I think a lot of people have those, just like you, Ron. And so you tell that story, and then if you're the one selected, I got to tell you, I think it's going to be a great experience, not only at the racetrack, but here. And then to wind up, probably the most important thing is to get a garage full of tools.
Yeah.
I think for you and me, I would love to have that opportunity.
Oh, yeah. It would be like a showcase in my garage, you know, have all these tools. Now, it's craftsmanstory.com is where you got to go to, and you can register and tell your story between now and September 7th, so you have some time. Joe, Kyle Busch, a remarkable talent, but a very controversial. We've had him on the show several times. How do you control Kyle's temper, and is it good or bad for the sport?
You don't control it. That's the answer.
That's a fair answer.
Here's the deal about Kyle. If you get him away from the racetrack, he's funny, he's bright, he's got a quick wit, you can joke with him. I think everybody really likes him. The problem is, if you get him at the racetrack and something bad happens, you know, on that weekend for him, he's so competitive, but I think his emotions show immediately.
Yeah.
But I can tell you this, too. So many people walk in our race shop, they got Kyle Busch, they got M&M's, their shirts, they're completely decked out. When he wins, as much as he wins, there's going to be a lot of them. They're going to show their emotions in the stands, but there's also going to be a lot of people cheering for him.
Yeah, he didn't really make a lot of friends a couple of weeks ago when he bumped out
Kyle Larson.
And then he made the comment, well, if you don't like this kind of racing, don't watch. I thought, boy, that's not what you want to hear, but they use it for a promo now. Another question, Joe. When is Chrysler going to get in the ball game? Here's a company that back in the 60s and 70s were very prevalent in NASCAR racing. They are known even today as the muscle car. Where are they? I realize that in the late 70s they had problems with bankruptcy issues, but where are they? I mean, how do you brag about the Hemi and not go out there and be part of racing?
Well, certainly that's a background for Chrysler Dodge, and we would love to have them in the sport. There's been some rumors about that, but I think you're right. They're a part of most people's history.
Right.
And certainly it would be great for them to be back in the sport.
When do you think it will? Do you think in the next couple of years, Joe?
I don't know. I just know that the opportunity is there for other manufacturers, and we got Chevy, Ford, and Toyota. I think that's one of the great things about our sport. You know, think about it. You got the manufacturers compete, Ford against Chevy, against Toyota. Then you got the race teams compete. It's Rick Hendrick, it's Penske, it's us. And then you got the drivers compete. And I think that's the excitement about our sport.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
Everybody's kind of, some people are manufacturers, some people are the race teams, and some people are going to be the drivers.
Yeah.
We always see those little decals on the windows where it's somebody maybe doing something to a Ford, if you know what I'm talking
sure,
about.
Sure, absolutely, yeah.
So that's part of it.
Yeah, I love it, too. And my wife loves it, too. We're fanatical. Well, Joe, again, that website to go to is craftsmanstory.com to register for this great garage full of Craftsman tools, and also one lucky winner to be able to join Joe Gibbs Racing and go to one of the NASCAR races in Kansas. Joe, you are a great guest, and I really respect you. I truly do. I'm not saying that because you're on the air with us. Please join us again. We'd love to have you back.
Thanks, Ron. I enjoyed it, and I sure will.
Okay, thank Joe. You. Good luck to you this season, okay, my friend?
You bet.
Okay, Coach.
You bet.
Bye-bye. Joe Gibbs has been our guest. He's a remarkable guy. Have two successful careers in two major sporting events. I really don't know of anybody who has done that. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And you're listening to Ron Sedgie Today, nationwide and around the world. Our next guest is a friend of ours on the show. She's been here several times, and she is really going to give us a little bling, if you will, for summertime. She's a red carpet host and celebrity lifestyle expert. Joining us right now is Valerie Greenberg. Hi, Valerie. How are you? Welcome.
Hey, Ron. I just love the tone of your voice, I must say.
Do you really?
Love it.
Well, hey, this could be the start of something big. You know that, don't you?
It's already begun.
And the song that way, too. Well, you know, summertime is here. And with everything that's happened in the past year and a half, boy, I tell you, people are just crazy about going out, having a good time. But I know that they want to do things that are unique, fun, maybe different from what they normally do. What do you suggest, Valerie?
Here's the deal. A lot of celebrities are now accessing all these online platforms from social media to do their workouts. There's no reason why we can't look and feel like an A-list celebrity by taking advantage of all social media has to offer and following some of our favorite fitness instructors and getting in on that exercise action.
How do we start that? Because that's a tough thing to begin, you know, after you've been kind of laying back here for the past year and a half. You see, I actually have kind of emulated a celebrity that I think I could approach what they're like, and that's Forrest Gump, and I'm doing a real good job so far. I'm almost there.
So what do we do?
Yeah, I would say, though, if it's, when it comes to exercising, don't get overwhelmed. Just, you don't have to do the routine exactly like the instructor. Just do your best, and that will continuously improve. And that's really the way you have to look at it.
What if your best doesn't help you? I mean, that's the problem I have. I go out and I walk, I got the treadmill, and nothing happens.
You might not be able to see it, but I'm telling you, your body is definitely reaping reward. It's good for your mind, your soul. Trust me. That's definitely doing something, even if you can't see it on a measurement.
What about some of the things that are available to us as far as technology is concerned? Are there any new devices out there that can make us feel like there's a renewal in our life?
There are. So Verizon has a deal right now that is just too good to ignore. They are the first to have ever built a 5G network, and now they want every customer to experience it. New, existing consumers, small businesses. What you do is you can trade in your old phone or even a broken phone, and then you get a new 5G phone. For example, the Samsung Galaxy S21. It's pretty incredible. They've got the best unlimited plans, and if you're not a customer, they're offering incentives so that you can become one. They're even going to help you cover the cost to switch. It's truly the best upgrade ever.
That's insane.
I know, right? And I know we were talking about looks and looking and feeling our best. I just want to touch on the fact that hot weather tends to dry out our skin, and I came across this new face mask that I'm loving. It's Seventh Heaven's Intense Cinnamon Clay Face Mask. It offers an indulgent but affordable at-home pampering experience to help boost the skin's radiance for summer. It's available now in-store and online at Walmart, and it mattifies the skin, refines pores. It's going to leave your skin refreshed and balanced, and it's got ingredients like cinnamon, dead sea salt, and natural clay to really enhance your complexion, even though you're close to perfect, I'm sure. And it's just $1.37.
Eat it or put it on your face. It sounds very good.
Oh, it's a face mask. No. Do not eat it. It's just going to help your skin glow. I used it last night, and I've been told that my skin is just radiating beauty. So I would say that this is the way to go for sure.
Well, you're a glowing guest today. There's no question about it. Now, when we talk about that, though, I think it's important to note that these things that you talk about as far as skin is concerned is applicable to both women and men.
Absolutely. Okay, so listen, you work hard. We all work hard. We all deserve to relax. And I recently discovered Yellowtail's new Pure Bright wine is a great reward. It's full flavored. It's the perfect pour when you're looking to unwind. They've got Sauvignon Blanc, Pinot Grigio, Chardonnay. I'm obsessed with the light citrus notes. Really, the pairing possibilities are endless, and it's under $7 nationwide.
What about other snacks to go with that?
Well, I mean, in terms of snacks, I guess that's whatever your palate prefers, but I don't think there's, I love wine and cheese. I love a good charcuterie board. But here's the deal. We also want to feel good when we are having our snacks and drinking our wine. And the summer, with the summer comes additional heat. And there's actually three different types of sweat that we can encounter. And stress sweat actually causes more bacteria and odor. So Secret, they developed their Secret Clinical Strength Invisible Solid Antiperspirant that helps fight all three types of those sweats. And it provides 48 hours of protection. It goes on dry and helps you feel dry throughout the day. And for optimal performance, you apply it at bedtime. You can find it nationwide for under $12. And listen, if we can find any way to eliminate stress sweat, we should do what we can.
I really didn't know that there are three types of sweat. I'm going to have to use that at the next cocktail party.
You know, you're an educational program now.
Unbelievable. I'm learning more than anybody else. You know, when I was growing up, a hack had a negative connotation. Now I understand that a hack is a different connotation. You talk about summer hacks. Now, we had hacks. Those were the people in the neighborhood that we had no part of because they were hacks. Okay, so what is your summer?
Yeah, these are just like quick and easy fixes and, you know, to enhance your lifestyle.
Give us an example of that, Valerie.
A quick and easy fix? Well, what are we talking about? Let's say being tan. Okay, go get a spray tan instead of laying out in the sun. And that way you don't have to spend, you know, 5 hours outside. I'd say that's a quick and easy hack. It's also better for you physically. Yeah.
Now, are these some of the things that the celebrities are doing?
100%. I mean, the celebrities that I know on a personal note, they're all about enhancing very tastefully, though, but that's an easy fix for anybody.
I talk to a lot of celebrities, too, in the course of a year.
Of course.
And you come down to the conclusion, as I'm sure you have, is that they got the same issues we have. They're put on a pedestal.
We're all just people, and that's kind of, you know, what we have to remember at the end of the day. But, yeah, their job to look good because they're under the spectrum and under the microscope all the time is a bit more intense.
Well, are we leaving anything out? Are there some other suggestions that we could ascertain for you?
I mean, for me, I just think it all starts with waking up with a good morning routine. I don't like to run out of the house right away. I like to give myself an additional several minutes for some me time, whether I meditate, whether I make myself, you know, something as simple as water with lemon or a spa water with, like, some cucumber infused. We just have to slow down and remember self-care is first and foremost in order for us to operate efficiently in this world.
And I think that this last year has proven the fact that those are great words of advice to take. Where can we go,
absolutely,
Valerie, for more information?
For more information about all the items that we talked about, visit tipsontv.com.
Tipsontv.com, and we can also visit, is it not, You've Been Validated?
Yes, my website is youvebeenvalidated.com, and you can follow me on Instagram at Val Greenberg.
I just noticed something that I got to ask you about.
Of course.
In my notes, I have the founder of the founder of You've Been Validated. Can you explain, how do you be the founder of the founder?
That must be a typo.
Okay, well, there goes our secret about having a couple notes in front of me.
I'm teasing. Listen, you know, it is such a pleasure to join you and to be able to speak with your audience.
Valerie, thanks for joining us. Have a nice summer. I look forward to your return, okay?
You too. Sounds great. Have a good one.
Okay, you too. Valerie Greenberg has been our guest. Nice lady. Red carpet host, celebrity lifestyle expert, telling us how we can look, feel better during summertime 2021. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Al Arute here. I don't have to tell you why you need gold. You hear it from me every single day on my show. When I need gold, I go to Michael and Rich Checkin at ASI, Asset Strategies International. Right now, ASI is offering my listeners the new Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the gold price while supplies last. They are the definition of honest. 39 years in business, over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients with zero complaints. The biggest question on everyone's mind right now is, when will gold and silver prices start to explode upwards? Right now, prices are low, but that's to your advantage. They won't be forever. We expanded the money supply by 25%. Commodity prices up, consumer prices up, energy prices up. Inflation is here, and it's going to get much worse before it gets better. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007 to claim your American Gold Eagle at 6% over gold. That's 800-831-0007 or assetstrategies.com. Tell them more sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include Norman Lear, the man who changed the face of television during the 70s, who just turned 99 years old. Sounds great, too. Jeff Bosworthy and Kenan Thompson from Saturday Night Live. Actor Tim Robbins
country music star Bobby Bear, the dog whisperer Caesar Milan, Joe Gibbs, former football coach and now NASCAR owner, and Valerie Greenberg. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgie Today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgie, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.